We live. Fuck it. I'll do it live. Bill O'Reilly voice.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Oh. No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
It
is none other than your boy J Omega SO on all social media networks.
It's your boy Saya SO.
And we are the Officially Street Podcast. We back for another installment. This is episode 13, I think.
It's 13.
We getting there. We've been doing this for a little while now. We appreciate everybody, you know, showing the love as usual. Everybody on SoundCloud liking the episodes, everybody leaving reviews on iTunes, you know.
We appreciate that.
It's all very much appreciated. We are live on Periscope right now. Nobody's going to know that by the time they're listening to this, but Saya, how you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. I would like to thank all of you guys for hitting me up with the tomato emojis.
Definitely.
Fuck you, Jay.
Definitely appreciate y'all hitting this nigga with the tomato emojis.
Like, I was even getting text messages,
this
man.
Nigga deserves every tomato emoji he got.
Oh, man, but I'm feeling good, though, man. You know, my week was pretty, I guess you could say, eventful. Say the least. Last week we had my daughter's birthday party at the skating rink. It was stressful because nigga, the whole day I was just sitting there. I was just like, "Where's this one? All right, let me go look for it. Where's that one? Where's this nigga?" I felt like a horrible parent. I lost all my kids that day. We're good though now. We good.
By the way, not to cut you off, this episode is indeed sponsored by Evan Williams Honey.
Episode. Very smooth. I'm back on sipping shit. I took a week off. I'm not trying to go hard though, man.
Tomato emoji.
I'm sipping. I told you I'm a sipper.
Tomato emoji.
And what else? Still on that plyo classes and cycling, you know what I mean? Jay makes fun of me, but I'm trying to lose this weight, man.
How many pounds are you down?
No, nigga. I'm still probably right where I was last time, bro.
How many pounds are you down, nigga?
Nathan. I tell you what, though, I'm the most in shape big nigga you know.
Nigga, whatever.
I still be out there playing ball. Let's see, what else, man? The rest of the week, was just working. Why do I feel like, my daughter started basketball. I'll be sitting there on the sideline being a sideline dad. I'm about to get kicked out of practice any day now.
Nigga, you are so old.
I'm old. We're sitting here talking about, I'm washed up.
You are so washed. Like, I be trying to really put myself in the same category as you.
Nah, you're not
there. And then I listen to you. And nah,
you're not there.
I can't be. I want to be there. I don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be there. But it's like,
whoa.
Nah. Nobody wants to be there. Tomato emoji on myself. But I mean,
hear this?
Like, nah. You know what it is? Because I don't look at the washed life as like something bad. I look at it as, look, man, you got, you know, you have shit other than what everybody else is into right now that's making you happy in life.
Nah, you
know what I'm saying? I don't need the new Jordans. I don't need the Yeezy season. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be on Twitter like going ham, even though every now and then I do. I don't need what all of the millennials need right now. Like, I just need, like, you know, I need my paycheck like everybody else do. I need my fiance. I need a good movie every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Some rest and relaxation. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'd be like, oh, I'm washed, but
it'll,
my nigga.
It'll change up. Once you have your kids, man, I'm a certified member of the wash gang.
Nigga said, I'm a sideline dad. You know, kicked out of practice any day now.
It's not there yet, but nigga, I was sitting there on the sideline, like, I'm like, yo, you really missed that layup? I'm giving her the death eyes, like, you really missed that layup? The fuck?
Call me Rennie look, nigga.
Yeah.
You're gonna make that layup next time.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm gonna sound old. I feel like a proud dad because I grew up playing ball, love ball, and to see her doing it. Hopefully she stick the shit out, man.
Is she 10 yet?
Yeah, she's 10.
Damn, bro.
I'm old.
Damn.
I'm old. I'm old.
How your daughter 10 years old?
Hey, listen, I tell people all the time, I graduated high school. A week later, my daughter was born.
Oh, this nigga got 10. You think you graduated high school 10 years ago? You.
I'm old, bro.
Oh, my God.
What can I do and say, man? Hey, shout out to everybody out there that graduated with me, man. We're all old and washed up.
Nigga, some of them just don't know they washed up.
Not at all, man. Not at all. But that's pretty much my week, man. I act like it was eventful, but that was really about it. So what about you, sir?
So one second. Quan asked, would you rather your son start for Kentucky playing basketball or for your daughter to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
I can't do both, man. God damn, man. Y'all don't even know, sir. I think my son gonna be playing football, yo. He's only 3 months. He's like 15, 16 pounds already. And all that. So I don't know. Fuck you, Quan.
He said pick one.
Pick one. My daughter won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Ah, that's admirable.
Yeah.
That's admirable. But anyway, my week, I mean, I ain't really do much. You know what I'm saying? I kind of, I'm just
washed.
Yeah. I'm living the semi-washed life. You know what I'm saying? Spin cycle. I'm not really fully washed yet. you know, I'm kind of like on tumble dry right now. You know, just the basics. During the weekend, me and Quan caught up on all our shows that we've been kind of slacking on, you know, the Big Bang Theory and the How to Get Away with Murders and all of that shit. Mm. Oh, so I finished the first season of How to Get Away with Murder.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ran through that. We ran through that. That shit
was like 16 episodes, ain't it?
Nah, it was 12.
12? Okay.
It might have been 15. Not only that, but automatically went downloaded. I'm a fucking pirate. Don't judge me. Downloaded the second season up to current. I think there's 8 episodes right now, or 9 episodes. I got like the first 8. We're 3 episodes deep. So we're getting ready to be up to date in no time. It's a good show. I recommend everybody. I mean, it's, you know what it is? It's really educational. Like, because it's all about, it's not necessarily about how to get away with murder. It's just all about like the judicial system and like how they treat cases, like judges and attorneys all together, prosecutors, persecutors, how they all treat cases and how they kind of all in cahoots. Like, it's crazy because your prosecutor is talking to the persecutor. It's like, I don't know. Just watch it. It's cool. It's on Netflix, the first season, if you want to like take a stab at it.
Ask Jay if he's caught up on Power.
Nope. Have not watched one nary episode of Power. I will.
Tomato emoji.
I get a tomato emoji for that. I will. I think, actually, to be honest with you, I'm this is at a perfect point where I can really start. So,
hey, I will.
I was watching, speaking of Netflix, a couple days ago. I think it was yesterday. Actually, I was watching this shit called fuck. I don't even remember what the fuck it's called. Like. It's with Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, I saw you post.
I don't know. It was whack.
Basura.
Oh yeah, Traka. But the weekend was cool, man. Other than that, like pretty much, like I only went out when we went out on Saturday or whatever.
Hold on. Before we get into that, real quick, since you were talking about Netflix, I've been meaning to talk about this for a while, and I told a man Howard about this too. There's a dope ass movie on Netflix called Rebel Kings.
Yeah, you told me about that.
I told you about it a while ago, and I've been meaning to bring it up. It's basically about the 60s, late 60s and 70s in New York, the gang culture in New York. So like the shit that you seen in The Warriors when like niggas was wearing like the vest and all that, it's like real life shit. And it basically, you know, shows like how shit got really, really crazy. Niggas was dying left and right. And it predominantly started in the Bronx. And my father always used to tell me like stories. Like, he's like, yeah, I used to run through with the Imperial Bachelors and shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck is Imperial Bachelors?
What the fuck are you talking about?
And then I'm sitting here watching the movie, and they're talking about the Imperial Bachelors. My father's naming niggas, and I'm just like, yo, that's wild. Like, okay, so he's definitely not lying. Like, you know when parents be like, I went to school, and I walked 12 miles uphill both ways. Yeah. So I thought it was something like that, but he's dead-ass telling the truth. So it's definitely a dope movie. If you're from New York, especially if you're from the Bronx, check it out. It also shows how the gang culture turned into hip-hop. And it's just dope. It really is a dope movie, man. So y'all definitely check that out. You want to talk about this weekend that we had?
I mean, it wasn't nothing really crazy. So me and Sia decided to do one of our political connects a favor, mm-hmm. and you know, partake in a performance at the Pocono Inn. So for those of y'all who don't know what the Pocono Inn, local listeners know where the Pocono Inn is. They know that it's washed. They know OD that washed. It's nowhere that you want to be as anybody over the age of 22, maybe 23. But for those of y'all who don't know what the Pocono Inn is, it's basically, you know, the local hotel that gets semi popping with all of the local goons and thots of the neighborhood. You know, it gets semi popping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's where you go when it's like Main Street ain't really popping off and you need to figure out what to do for the rest of the night. You might swing over to the Pocono Inn as a second option. But anyway, we said, all right. Yeah. We'll do a performance. We ain't performing in a minute. You know, fuck it. We got the songs laid out. You know, we try to get excited for it, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went there and it turned out to be exactly what the fuck we thought it was going to be, which was a complete waste of time.
Shit just did not go right at all. I mean, niggas was fighting and arguing about God knows what. They kept telling us, yo, you're going to go on this time, and then the time will come and the time will go. So, like, Jay and I would just ended up sitting around and we're just looking like, you know, we really don't need to be in this fucking place, man.
You know what it is, though? I didn't want to stay for as long as I stayed, but the only thing that made me okay with staying was the fact that we got all the jokes off that night.
Oh, like, nigga.
Yo.
Oh, yo, y'all were catching these jokes.
Yo, if you was at the Pocono Inn last Saturday, okay, the 14th.
Shout out to Little Fizz.
It was actually Friday the 13th, technically. shout out to Little Fizz, man. I almost missed what you said. Yo, if y'all was at the Pocono Inn this past Friday the 13th, man, just know that, you know, two old wash niggas got them jokes off on you.
Oh, man.
You know, at the expense of you and, you know, your clique that you was running around with, maybe a little bit of your dirty dreads or whatever it was that you had going on.
We were looking at how niggas dress. Jay and I came to the conclusion that we're just done with trying to keep up with how you niggas dress, man, because there was some dudes in there that, like, you just looked at them like, my nigga, you stepped out the house like that? Like, here I am, you know, a little decked out, you know what I mean? And my nigga, you're here in some leggings with combat boots on and, like, some crazy jacket. Like,
I find it actually, yo, it's crazy because at first it was like, oh, man, these niggas are taking it to the next level. You know what I mean? They look crazy. But then it's like everybody is dressing that way. And then it's only you. And then you become that nigga that's stuck. Like, the niggas that was, like, sagging their pants, wearing huge 3XL tees.
Oh, and they were out there.
You know what I mean? The 38. No. But I'm saying, like, those niggas, like, at around 2008, 2009, those niggas were like, oh, man, they stuck in the 90s. They can't come out of the 90s, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody was starting to wear clothes that just fit them. You know what I mean? Like, then it became the skinny jean era. And then it was like, oh, you know, if you're not wearing skinny jeans, you're not cool. You know what I mean? Unless you fat as hell. But even the fat niggas was trying to wear skinny jeans too.
Yeah, word.
But now it's to the point where we're just dressing what we think as normal.
Yeah.
But nobody else is dressing this way. Nobody else is with us. Man, like, we was in the fucking, nah, I won't even say the club. We was in the Pocono Inn, literally looking around like, we don't belong here. Like, that's, that's the first time where I was looking around and dead ass said to myself, I don't belong here. And I personally feel like I could fit in any group. I could walk into any room and be accepted. Mm-hmm. I was there and I was just like, I felt like I was at the playpen. I was like, I can't be here unless I'm here with someone. Like, I won't feel comfortable going to the Pocono Inn again unless I'm celebrating somebody's 21st birthday.
Oh, my nigga, I'm never.
I won't
ever go in there again, bro.
Nigga, speaking of somewhere I'm never, ever, ever going again.
Nigga, we ain't never hitting up Maine again.
Nigga,
we said
never.
Sayonara when our man JP left out to Florida, and we ain't never looked back since, man.
Nigga, that was the last time I was on Maine. Yo, it's getting wild on Maine.
Hey, yo,
it's getting wild on Maine. Somebody got shot the
other
day.
Shots was fired on Maine, literally.
Not only was shots fired, somebody got shot. Like, two people, a woman got shot and a dude got grazed.
That's wild.
And they both, you know, thank God they both survived. But apparently, this past Friday the 13th, which we're gonna get into it, but which happened to be the most unlucky Friday the 13th in history.
Hell yeah.
But you know, this past Friday the 13th, this I don't know if it was a dude, whoever the culprit was, they was driving in a I'm not gonna say what type of car it was because I'm not a snitch. I don't even want to get into that. But they was driving and they was letting off shots outside of the whip. I don't know if they hit who they wanted to hit or if it was intended. Like, I don't know. I don't know any of it, but all I know is a female was hit and another dude was grazed. And
I'll
die. OD wild out. OD dropped your phone. You didn't even do it nothing.
I was trying not to like ruin anything. I looked up and you was just dying laughing.
I'm trying not to pay attention to you, nigga.
Oh shit.
Yo, anyway, this female got hit, unfortunately. And you know, another dude was grazed. They both got hospitalized, you know. God bless him. I'm happy nobody died, but there was rumors going around that somebody got shot and killed on Maine.
I was heard that there was a body on Maine, man, but I guess it's not true. Thank God, man.
That's exactly what I said. But I mean, you know, it is what it is.
There was a fight out there.
One of our mans, actually. We won't name names. But, you know, hopefully he's listening to this. Shout out to you if you listening, my nigga. You know what I mean? We appreciate the love. But, he got into it. I think niggas tried to jump him. It was this whole thing. Somebody went to jail. It's like, yo, Maine is always a problem. Like, you can't go to Maine without, like...
We've lived through some shit.
I've been arrested so many times on Maine. And another, like, some of the shit had nothing to do with me. Mm. You know, some of it absolutely did. Like, we done been with niggas that tried to... Yo, it's Main Street and Stroudsburg of the Poconos, Pennsylvania. It's not where you want to be over the age of 23.
If anybody tell you that's where you guys should go out for the night, tell them no.
If somebody said, if you like, yo, you know what I mean? What's the move for tonight? And they say Maine, you need to just go ahead and cut them off. Delete their number, block them on Facebook, block them on IG.
If you got fresh, just, you know, put your clothes away, save it for another day.
Go ahead and pack it up. Never talk to that person again because they don't care about your well-being.
They don't.
They don't care
really
about your
well-being.
And they're not cool with you because at the end of the day, they don't care that you go to jail or you get into a fight. Like, that's what's going to happen. So, that happened. I mean, some other things that happened on Friday the 13th. I think there was an earthquake in Mexico. There was an earthquake in Japan. Two earthquakes within the same day. There was, I believe there was a bombing, like a bombing at a funeral in Baghdad, I believe.
Wow.
And there was a suicide bombing in Beirut. And I don't know the details of all these things. All I know is these are things that happened on this past Friday the 13th. And I feel like for all of that to happen in one day, especially on a day that's notoriously remembered, just anticipated as a day that is unlucky. You don't want to see no black cats. Yeah. You don't want to break no mirrors. Like, all of this shit happened in one day. And it's crazy. But the one thing that I do want to talk about a little bit is the terrorist attack that happened in Paris. And I think, you know, most of us know, you know, a little bit of what happened. I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, there was like a bomb that went off. Like, I seen footage. There was a soccer game going on and you could hear like the bombs going off. And then I guess they're claiming it was some ISIS members and they went into, I guess it was a chapel. And they were just letting shots off, man. They said that they were just shooting anything that was moving. So that's just wild. A really, really unfortunate situation. Again, we don't mean to, you know, bring y'all down, you know, but, you know, it's some shit that happened, man. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I think it was over 150 or 140 lives that were lost in that act of terror. And again, you know, thoughts and prayers out to all the family members, all of the souls that were lost. It is really horrible because at the end of the day, you know, acts of terror, like, you know, it's any shooting like that, these school shootings, the church shooting that happened, they're all acts of terror at the end of the day. You know what I mean? But regardless, it's very unfortunate. Paris is like, you know, our little sister country, and you know, we Or France is, and Paris is a city in France. But anyway, y'all know I'm not geographically sound. But anyway, you know, very unfortunate, and you know, hopefully, I know we do got their back, but yo, France don't play.
No.
They started sending bombs off the next day.
Them niggas. Yeah.
They started sending missiles off the next day. Was like, I'm not even gonna get into it. They sent them bombs off, but,
Shit's about to get real.
It is about to get real. And it might mean something for America too, because
definitely.
You know, we are allies. But I think in total, not to take away from the tragedy in Paris, I think in total there were about 115,000 lives lost
on this Friday alone.
On Friday the 13th, just in those like five or six, you know, catastrophes that happen. So I don't know. I wanted to let that kind of like soak in, because it's wild that Friday the 13th is this superstitious unlucky day, and it ended up really being
unlucky.
One of the most unlucky days. Like it's really wild.
It's wild, man.
Speaking of unlucky. Speaking of some unlucky shit, man. And again, this is not a joke.
It's not a joke,
but you know what?
Our boy Charlie Sheen out here wilding out, man.
Yo.
He's back in the headlines.
Yo, it's not a joke, but you know what? It's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
It's Charlie Sheen. And I think a lot of people, you know, this is what I don't like about people, man. This is what I don't like about Twitter, Instagram.
I know where you're gonna go, but go ahead.
Nah, this is what I don't like, man. It's the same thing with the Lamar Odom situation, man. Like, everybody is all sympathetic of people when something tragic happens in their life, something life changing happens in their life. Everybody's all sympathetic, but the moment something else comes to light that isn't life threatening, everybody wants to put a meme out. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to talk that shit. Everybody wants to get the jokes off. I feel like, yo, Charlie Sheen, we know Charlie Sheen been wildin'. I can't necessarily, it's not that I don't feel sorry for him, but I can't sit here and be like, yo, man, God bless that man. Yeah. He was such a good, he didn't deserve, Charlie Sheen been wildin'.
He's been out here wildin'.
Charlie Sheen been wildin'. The way I feel about it is it's unlucky.
What did he expect and what did y'all expect?
It's unlucky. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like, yo, man, y'all gotta pray for Charlie Sheen. I'm not praying for Charlie Sheen.
Man.
Like, I'm, you know, don't nobody wanna have HIV. That's horrible. You know what I'm saying? And don't get it twisted. I'm not happy that the nigga got HIV at all.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's Charlie Sheen. You know what I'm saying?
He's been wilding, man. He was in the news. He announced it on the Today Show, and he was saying that he's had it now knowingly for 4 years.
That's wild.
He said that he was getting headaches, and he was saying that he thought it might have been like a brain tumor or something like that. And nigga, imagine going to the doctor and receiving those news, man. Like, hey, man, how bad is that tumor? They're gonna be like, you know, I think you're going to need to take a seat.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's not a brain tumor. You're fine with that. But you have HIV.
You are like
that Family Guy thing. You got AIDS.
Like, what do you think?
My bad to laugh. I'm
like,
sorry.
Do you think he's going to change his lifestyle? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't do too much read. Like, Charlie Sheen is Charlie Sheen.
People are going to, I guess, look at him a little differently. He was saying that he was still out there wilding, sleeping with mad bitches.
I believe it.
He was saying that, all right, he did have protective sex with quite a few people, but I think they said it was like 4 or 6 women that he had unprotected sex with.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, you could contract STDs, you could contract viruses through oral sex, through a change in saliva. It's not a high percentage of time that's possible, but it is possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, protected or not, are they wearing protection when they're giving him fellatio?
No, hell no.
No.
Who does that shit?
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if they got a cold sore, and probably some of the bitches he's fucking with got cold sores, they in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He in trouble. He's already, you know what I mean?
Hey, quick side note. For you bitches out there giving head and then putting the condom on,
What are you doing? You already lost. You may as well just enjoy the whole thing.
Yeah, you may as well enjoy it. I'm sorry to get off track.
Yeah, but you lost.
Y'all backwards hustling.
But you know, like this is how I feel about it. I really do think it's important because I, you know, full disclosure, I've dealt with a female that had an STD before. And that shit is scary, bro. That shit is really scary. Wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know, like, It's scary as fuck. You know, thank God I'm clean. You know what I'm saying? I've been blessed my entire life. I actually just put a status up on Twitter. Like, I can never say that I'm not blessed because there's been so many situations in my life that could have gone awry. And I could have either been dead in jail or just, you know, not living the life I'm living. That's why I embrace the wash life. Because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, it could have been different for me.
There's a lot of shit going out there, nigga.
But I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying?
STDs that we ain't never even heard of now out there, man.
Exactly. You know, I don't have nothing to worry about. Quanta don't have nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's really a beautiful thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, it is very, very scary. And I think hopefully Charlie Sheen is taking the right precautions. Hopefully now that it's even that it's out there and that it's public knowledge, you know, hopefully they're going through the channels. I mean, look at Magic Johnson, man. Magic Johnson been living with this motherfucking disease.
You could live through anything if Magic made it.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if Charlie Sheen got as much money as Magic Johnson. I have no idea, but Charlie Sheen has a lot of money. I'm just thinking to myself.
They're already saying that they might have the medicine and whatever to help maintain it. You know what I mean?
Listen, we know it's out there.
Magic's been maintaining for like 30 years.
I was getting ready to say, at the end of the day, if anybody could do it, if Magic could do it, Charlie Sheen can do it. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully there's some sort of cure or treatment that'll keep Charlie Sheen, you know what I'm saying, comfortable until he dies. I won't say naturally, but of old age or whatever the case. Because Magic Johnson been whooping HIV's ass for like fucking 30 fucking years or whatever the fuck.
Hopefully Charlie Sheen can do the same, man. I think he do got some bread, though, because they were saying that he'd been paying some people off that knew about it. So imagine the money that he's paying people.
I mean,
that hush money is real.
Charlie Sheen got money. I mean, regardless.
His little family does, man. Well, all right.
Speaking of whooping asses.
Whooping ass.
Woo. Speaking of whooping asses, woo, like you said, you know, Magic Johnson been whooping HIV's ass. You know, speaking of ass whoopings, Ronda Rousey.
God damn.
This past weekend got her ass handed to her on a silver platter.
Bro. That shit was bad. Like, I saw that she lost because we were out. You know what I mean? We were out. I was like, damn, she lost. Like,
was that on Friday the 13th?
No, Saturday.
Okay.
It was Saturday.
Okay. I was getting ready to say.
Like, goddamn, another unlucky person for Friday the 13th. Nah, it was a Saturday night. Yeah, like, I saw the tweets like, yo, she lost. But I was like, oh, you know, she might have just took a small little L. Oh, no. Oh, fucking no. I don't watch MMA and UFC like that, but I know about her. And, like, I always see the clips online and all that. So I'm watching this clip, and they're like, yo, she got knocked out. So I'm like, all right, maybe she just got knocked out. No, she got knocked the fuck out.
No, yo, memes off on her. Let me tell you something. Everybody know who Ronda Rousey is because she's everywhere. She's on covers of magazines. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about her. She's a very beautiful girl, and she be whooping ass in the ring. You know what I mean? But the thing about Ronda Rousey is she's a grappler. She's the type to get in real quick, put you on the ground, put you in submission, and it's over for you.
Yeah, her hands ain't like that.
Her hands ain't there. Like, she's not about the boxing.
This Holly Holmes chick, her hands is real.
Exactly. Like, Holly Holmes was a boxer. You know what I'm saying? Like, she boxed. Mm-hmm. And she's won a championship boxing. Mm-hmm. So Ronda Rousey got into the ring. Ain't know she was fucking around with a boxer. Well, she knew she was fucking around with a boxer, but, you know, she just really ain't know. Just like niggas running into the ring with Mayweather.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they know, and this is their sport. They're boxing too. But they just don't even know. Like, yo, this nigga really boxes. So, you know, she got into the ring and she was just getting tagged up. All three rounds that she had survived, she was getting tagged up early. She really looked like she didn't know what she was doing. And it almost leads me to think, like, I wonder if she threw that fight, man.
Nah, I don't think she threw that fight because you know what? That really puts a stain on her reputation.
Oh,
man.
No, it does.
Especially the way that she lost.
It does, but think about it, man. Think about it from a business perspective. Think about it from a capitalization perspective.
Well, remember what I brought up before we started this. You could go ahead and keep saying what you're saying, uh-huh. but what I brought up might fuck up her career. So that's the only reason why I'll say I don't think she threw this shit.
No. We'll talk about that, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just say she throws the fight. First of all, I think people get it twisted. Like Ronda Rousey makes a lot of money mm-hmm. per fight. She does. And just like Mayweather makes a lot of money per fight. Nobody makes more money than Mayweather per fight, even though Ronda Rousey tried to challenge him on that fact.
Oh, the memes were flying with that shit too.
They got the memes off. But Ronda Rousey makes a lot of money per fight. But at the end of the day, yes, it's pride, it's reputation, it's career, it's legacy. Mm-hmm. But there are these corporations, UFC makes more money than Ronda Rousey.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, think about this perspective. Think about this scenario, right? Mm-hmm. UFC as a corporation or as a, you know, whatever, federation goes to Ronda Rousey and says, look, we will pay you $300 million if you lose this fight. Let's just say that. Let's just say that. Because they got it.
Yeah, yeah.
They got it. Mm-hmm. And they say, look, you lose this fight. What are people going to want? A rematch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This rematch, now because the first fight, maybe everybody didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I sure didn't even know it was going down.
Again, we don't keep up with it.
But now it sparks a rematch. Now us curious new people, like we're going to say, oh, you know what? I might want to watch that to see if Ronda Rousey can redeem herself, right? Mm-hmm. UFC makes hundreds of millions of dollars on the rematch, right?
You're right.
They mm-hmm. pay Ronda Rousey, you know, Ronda Rousey gets another payout. And so does Holly Holm. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Who would have probably had to be in on it. Now we talking capitalization. Like now everybody's making money. And then they can say, look, and now Ronda, we're going to give you this fight. This next fight, go all out. And you know what
and
I'm saying?
And
then Ronda Rousey wins. And then they have a third one. And if Ronda Rousey wins again or whoever wins, now you got two legendary fighters. And mm-hmm. it's no longer, oh, Ronda Rousey got whooped. Now it's a... It's a legacy. Oh shit. The first fight, Ronda Rousey got fucked up. Second fight, she came back. She came alive. And then the third fight, and then people just forget. They kind of forget like about everything
she got
that happened.
The fuck out.
Yeah, like they won't forget that she got knocked out, but it'll no longer be just Ronda Rousey got knocked out, her career is over. It'll be like they're both great fighters. You know what I'm saying? Holly got the best of Rousey in the first one, and then Rousey got the best of Holly in the second, you know. It'll be like a real, it's just, I don't know. I look at it like it's possible that this could have been staged. I don't necessarily think it is, but I definitely don't put it past because people throw fights. People throw fights. It is common knowledge that people throw fights. And we may not know that it's just like ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? We may not know that some of the illest artists in the game may have had a ghostwriter, but you know, some of these boxes for the money, they're doing it, bro. Because if somebody say, yo, we giving you $300 million, it's always the money.
Yeah.
To throw a fight.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
But that was a bad knockout. And there's some
bad.
Like,
it was bad.
I'll compare it to boxing because I came up watching boxing. Some niggas, when they got knocked out, their careers was never the same. Like I have here. You remember when Roy Jones got knocked the fuck out?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Nigga, woo.
Yeah.
This nigga got knocked the fuck out and was never the same.
Nah, it was never the same.
Zab Judah, when he fought Costa Zoo. That nigga got knocked out. He got up, looked at the ref like, yo, you saw how this nigga just hit me?
No.
And then fell down again.
No.
And he got knocked
out. He got up like, are you not going to say something?
Like, yo, this nigga just hit me like that. All right, yo, you know what? I'm going to fall back down. Yeah. Bang. And then Pac-Man.
Of course, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man got knocked the fuck out and wasn't the same. So I'm wondering if it's going to be the same for her. You know what I mean? Like
it's bad. It's bad. When you get knocked out that bad, and like you was talking about earlier, you know, the situation.
Now,
it's bad. But, you know, pardon me for everybody who's listening who's not a fan of MMA or UFC and boxing. We just throwing names out there. We apologize. But, you know, it is wild. Like
it's crazy.
The way she got knocked out was like, and UFC is no joke. Mm-mm. Like You're not getting hit with a padded, like, you getting kicked, you're getting shin bones to your ear. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she got a whole foot and shin to the side of her throat.
Yo,
like,
did you see the meme? They say, yo, why Ronda Rousey looked like the, what was it? Laugh now, cry later faces.
Oh, my God.
Yo, bro, it was bad. But anyway, like, I brought up, which, again, kind of goes against what Jay says, and I'll tell you why. As of Thursday, they UFC handed her a mandatory medical leave for the next 6 months. So she can't have contact at all for the next 45 days. She can't go out and fight on her own, which means like she can't do training, like sparring or anything like that for the next 60 days. And she can't get her first official fight back for the next 6 months. Imagine what that could do to you. Like, sure, she could be in there training, but it's a whole different monster to be in the ring and actually be fighting. You know what I mean? Like, it's completely different. So she might not even be the same. And then she's going to have to come back. She's going to come back. She can't just get a rematch. Like, I view it as boxing. Like, when a boxer gets knocked out, nigga, you're not going to get knocked out and go just get an immediate rematch. You're going to work your way up. You might get two or three fights before you get your rematch. You know what I mean? So she's probably going to have to do the same thing.
No, that's absolute facts. And you know what it is? It's really a damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's a catch 22 because I don't put it past her and the company of UFC for it to have been staged because I've never seen her get fucked up like that.
Yeah.
However, on the same token, it could have definitely not been staged because of the way she got fucked up. So it's just, it all goes back to how she got fucked up.
Bro, they're saying that she had crazy injuries. Her lip was split. She needed surgery on that. Like, that shit just, if it was staged, man, that was
because like on one hand, it's like, yo, there's no way that she got fucked up like that. Like, I've never seen her act like she can't fight on that hand. But then on the other hand, it's like, yo, I've never seen somebody get fucked up like that. It couldn't have been on purpose.
Nah, but that chick is just real, yo. Her hands,
she is real.
She was kind of like Mayweather. Like, she just couldn't get touched. No matter what Ronda was doing, yo, she just could not touch her. And then she was just hitting her with it wasn't even jabs, yo. There was some fucking punches.
And no lie, I'm not taking away from her at all. Like, I definitely respect, because I watched the whole fight. I watched the whole fight, and I'm not taking away from her at all. It didn't necessarily look staged. It more so looked like Ronda Rousey wasn't, She looked stupid. She didn't look like a fighter. Mm-hmm. It looked like Ronda Rousey was, it looked like Holly Holmes was fighting a bitch off the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. And me, I expected more from Ronda Rousey. Like, yo, be a fight. It's almost like the Pacquiao and Mayweather fight. Pacquiao was not being Pacquiao.
But listen, Pacquiao, if y'all know boxing, he is a fucking monster.
He's a brawler.
He wasn't able to do that. He was out of his element with Mayweather.
And Ronda Rousey,
that's probably the same thing with Ronda. She was out of her element. She's probably used to people being close. That way she could just grapple them up, do the armbar shit that she does, and that's a fight. This chick was giving her, she's had distance. And like I said, anytime Ronda got close, she was hitting her with that, the jab.
She was mean, stole her. Like, she was just catching boop, boop.
Yeah,
boop,
she was just
boop,
tagging her right. So she was probably out of her comfort zone and she didn't know what to do next. She didn't know how to stop it. You know what I mean? Again, she's not a boxer. This chick is a boxer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But shout out to Holly Holmes. She's the first fighter in history, period, male or female, to have a boxing championship as well as an MMA UFC championship. So shout out to Holly Holmes. That's what's up. You know, I hope there's a rematch because I'm definitely going to watch it. Like
I'll watch it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I might get into it. I don't know. It's just never been my cup of tea.
Nah, I'm not really a UFC. I'm not a UFC fighter. Like, I don't really like watching UFC because for me, it's not really a sport. It's just niggas.
Ooh, watch yourself.
Nah. Like, no, this, I know a lot of people that
you gonna have some nigga run up on you in the street and just body slam you, nigga.
Nah.
UFC.
I know a lot of people that are into MMA and actually do MMA and watch UFC. And even Howard probably listening to this like, motherfucker. It's just when I say sport, like, I feel like there is technique and there's definitely there's definitely technique and there's strategy as well. I just feel like it's so like a such a bloodthirsty thing. Yeah. Like it's almost like motherfuckers is just going wild. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They want to see a body fall, man.
Yeah, man. It's hard. It's almost crazy.
Again, like when you watch boxing, you go in there. Of course, you love to see the knockouts, but you love to see the fighters in there, you know, performing. You know what I mean? They have this technique, you know what I mean? Counter punches, so on and so forth. It's not just like, I want to kill you.
I just want to fight. Yeah. It just be looking like motherfuckers just want to kill each other in UFC.
And just real quick before we get off of this, she went on Jimmy Fallon a while back saying that she's not going to get kicked in the head.
Oh, that was wild.
Oh, bitch, guess what? You got kicked in your fucking head.
She went on Jimmy Fallon looking good as fuck. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Oh my gosh, she was looking good. And, she was like, yeah, you know, Holly Holmes is probably going to try to get me out of my comfort zone. And she's going to be running around the ring and I'll be chasing her. She's going to try to tire me out. And then, you know, she wants to catch me with a lucky kick. She's probably going to catch me with a lucky kick to the head. But guess what? That's not going to happen. I'm not going to let that go down.
The bitch, guess what?
Bitch.
Oh my God. Bitch, you got kicked right in the fucking head.
You got knocked the fuck
God
out.
God damn. All right, man.
Anyway, another news. O'Malley and Young Thug out here.
Yeah. I want y'all to hit us up and let us know what you think. Who had the worst freestyle? Young Thug put out a freestyle of more of his mumbling.
It was live at the Move, M-O-U-V. I think they were in France or something overseas.
Yo, if y'all haven't seen it, go ahead and YouTube it. I'm sure as soon as you type in Young Thug freestyle, it'll be like the first one that comes up. But he's just like,
he's doing the usual baby, Young Thug.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's like, all right, bro, it's a freestyle. But I'm going to tell you this. I didn't expect much from him because he's not like a lyricist. So people they were actually dead wrong for even having him go up there and do it. And he's wrong because he knows that his ass can't rap like that. So he shouldn't even been up there in the first place. You know what I mean? So the people that have the jokes is cool and all that. They're still going to fuck with Young Thug's music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, again, people don't listen to Young Thug for bars.
Yeah, they don't see him as that artist that's going to give them bars. Like, he gave the listeners exactly what they expected to hear. Some bullshit.
Some bullshit over a beat and him mumbling and just making it sound half decent. Oh, it actually didn't even sound good. He sounded like he was high off of his ass or whatever. But
O'Malley,
on the flip side.
O'Malley, on the other hand, we expected to hear some bars from this nigga.
Yeah, he's like, you know how Jay had Memphis Bleek, like Meek, that like O'Malley is Meek's Memphis Bleek, I guess you could say. Like he's just the nigga that raps with him and people know him, but he's not quite where Meek is. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he be popping wild shit. Yo, he's the nicest, and, you know, he's right there with Meek. Dream Chasers, we the nicest team out. Blase blah, he got them bars, blah, blah, blah. His music is great. And he goes on Sway and like, I don't know, maybe it just wasn't the beat. Like, it wasn't the right beat that he rocks with. But nigga had, like, two bars. Yo, I'm out here catching a body. You know, I do a homie. And then I look at Sway like, I don't have nothing left.
Like, the nigga was literally mumbling. Like, you know what's crazy? The way I write is the way O'Malley was freestyling. Like, I'll throw a beat on and I'll just mumble to it just to get the flow. Yeah. Just to get the flow that I want. You know what I mean? Like a beat will come on and I'll just be like,
you want to know the difference though? You do this when you're by yourself and you're in the studio.
I'll be by myself dolo in the studio.
This shit was on the radio and it's all over YouTube. On air. All over social media.
Millions of people listening.
You know what I mean? So it didn't look good at all. So y'all out there, let us know who you think had the worst freestyle. If you haven't heard it, just go on YouTube. They're both up there. They're both equally bad. And yeah, just let us know who you think had the worst one. I personally am going to go with O'Malley just because I expected to hear some shit from him. And it was just almost 6 minutes of just the same bar getting repeated over and over, mumbling and just a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean?
I'm literally going with O'Malley also because I thought that I was going to at least hear a little bit of some shit. Yeah. And again, you know, they're freestyling. And you know, you had a good point in the pre-roll. You asked if freestyling was even a thing anymore. But first, before we get into that, email us at officiallystreet@gmail.com. Tweet us at TOS_SO. And leave us a Facebook message if you want to, you know, partake in the discussion. Mm-hmm. Who had the worst freestyle, O'Malley on Sway or Young Thug at Live at the Move? But anyway, as far as freestyling, I mean.
I'm almost at a point now that I don't think freestyling matters anymore. Do you remember, like, staying up late to listen to Funk Flex? Just sit here, niggas, freestyle.
Oh yeah,
like I don't even think that shit really happened. I mean, it does happen.
To
from
even
here
stop
there,
you
but...
to stop you even earlier. I don't think freestyling has mattered for a long time.
It's been some time. Like, I don't think it makes an artist anymore. Like back in the day, you know what I mean, you had to be out there. Even if you were spitting a written, you know what I mean, you'll go out there and just spit some written shit that nobody's heard, or right. they're gonna like they haven't heard it yet.
Right.
Cool. But like, I guess. Like now, since people are putting out music that really don't have subject matter, that like really doesn't mean anything, I think the freestyling shit has gone out the window. Like,
because I was going to say, people stopped really freestyling, like really freestyling off of the top of their head, except for like the OGs, Eminem, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg. But niggas, aside from them, stopped freestyling a long time ago. I'm talking even Rap City in the Basement, niggas wasn't freestyling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But to your point, Rap City in the Basement, they was spitting some shit you ain't heard yet.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, but today, everything is like, I just want it to be bars. Like, I just want to hear bars.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to hear a freestyle. I think freestyles literally went out the window for real, when the mixtape freestyle took over.
Okay.
Because what ended up happening was, you know, you guys know what a mixtape freestyle is. For those of y'all who don't, it's when you take an industry beat that's already, already an established song of someone else's, and you put your vocals over it, no hook, just bars, you know what I'm saying? And you just spitting some hot shit to the beat. Doesn't have to be a literal freestyle.
Yeah, like nothing off the head.
And people started confusing that because a freestyle has always been off the dome. Yep. But when people started to take other people's beats and use them and flip it and do their own, not even really their own version, but spit bars to the beat, then they called it a freestyle as well, but people mistook it. Like, wait, is it a freestyle or what? You know what I mean? But I think that's kind of when freestyling went out the window, because then people who couldn't freestyle took that and ran with it and said, okay, this is a freestyle. But, oh, no, it's not really a freestyle. Yeah, it's just something you haven't heard before.
Yeah, exactly.
And it kind of went out the window because then you didn't know what to take for a real freestyle or not. Like, today, I don't know what's real and what's not.
Yeah, and again, like I was saying earlier, it's just the sound today, people really aren't caring for bars like that anymore, unfortunately. I mean, there's people who do. Like, even me, I still appreciate, you know what I mean, when dudes is spitting. You know what I mean? I mean, there's still dudes out there that are freestyling or, you know, just spitting to beats. Like, there's some fire-ass video I've seen on Facebook of Joell Ortiz spazzing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Shy High the Prince, he was spazzing on there too. I mean, there's still people who do it. King Los, anytime that...
King Los is one of the best.
Yeah, he's one of the best niggas doing it right now.
In my opinion, next to Eminem, King Los is one of the best freestylers.
Hell yeah.
Like, because... Yo, Eminem, I keep going back to, no, I no, keep no. going back no, to Eminem, no. but I
Trust
won't
me,
do it.
Trust me, everybody knows, I just, man. Everybody knows, okay?
He be freestyling. Yo, I listen to people freestyle, and I'll deadass. I'm sure you can too, Sayed. Like, I'll sit, and people be like, oh, new freestyle from blah, blah, blah. And as soon as they start, I'll be like, yeah, it's not a freestyle.
Yeah, no.
They wrote
that. It's not.
I'll be listening to Eminem, and it'll be like, I'll be like, yeah, he definitely wrote that. But then he'll be like, yeah, I'm freestyling off the top of the dome, and I'll be like, wait a minute, is he? Wait.
Yeah, nah.
Like, I'll be thinking, and then he'll start mentioning shit that's actually happening at that time, and I'm like, nah, there's no way. Like, how? But like, King Los is definitely like that.
King Los is like that. I think I started to learn when M was freestyling, like, those shady freestyles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You could tell M was just going off the top.
Going
because he would
off.
Take a quick little pause, and then he would spaz just, for, but, like, 4 to 8 bars,
take
a quick breather, you know what I mean, and then just start going off again. You know what I mean? So that's dope. But again,
you can tell a difference with M now, but at the end of the day, it's still crazy.
But okay, it's still happening today. I don't think people appreciate it.
No, they don't.
I just don't think people really appreciate it. And, you know, I guess we'll see where it goes from here. I do want to say, though, it is difficult to go on like these shows and freestyle and shit like that. Like, I just had to go and do that for shout out to my man, Dirty Fingers. I did his show and he threw on of all fucking beats. What's that? Nicki Minaj, Drake and
Only.
No. The other joint that she had on there with Lil Wayne as well. Lil Wayne is on that Only too. Truffle Butter.
Okay.
He throwing Truffle Butter.
I can't. Yeah, that's like, not a beat that you freestyle.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I
did my... You freestyle to like Shook Ones or something.
Yeah,
like something
I did my thing for like a good like minute and a half and then like I kind of just looked at him like, yo, my name, I can't rap over this shit no more. You know what I mean?
Those are the beats that you have to write to. So, these Mike Will Made It beats, these Ja Lil beats, yeah. You can't freestyle to them. You got to freestyle to the Back in the Day beats. Yeah, you got to freestyle to like The Bridge Is Over or... Yeah, you got
shit like that. Like,
you can't freestyle to them, so, you know what I mean?
But salute to y'all at the end of the day.
Nah, definitely, because I really do agree that it's unappreciated. And I think like, you know, talking about unappreciated... just being unappreciated in hip hop, I think that'll kind of lead into our next topic very well. We got the Billboard 100 top 10 rappers of all time. So the Billboard 100 put out there.
A lot of controversy.
Oh, a lot of controversy.
Man.
And I think regardless, no matter what list they would have put out, it would have caused controversy.
Yeah, it would have. It's just, all right, I'll get into it real quick. If y'all haven't seen the list, I have it here. So in order, number one is Biggie. Number two is Jay-Z. Number three is Eminem. Four is Rakim. Five is Nas. Six is Andre 3000. Seven is Lauryn Hill. Eight, Ghostface Killah. Nine, Kendrick Lamar. And 10, Lil Wayne. That already sounds like a crazy ass list.
I got
unrealistic.
I got about four problems with that list.
Yeah,
I got about four problems with that list, and a lot of people might feel like I'm wilding with some of those problems. Mm-hmm. I feel like half of my problems people agree with, and the other half people won't agree with. I don't know if you want to set it off.
I have, well, just real quick. I guess I won't have an issue with Rakim because he's a legend. Again, he's not in my top 10 at all, just because I was too young to really appreciate him. But there are people who consider him a legend, so I won't argue that one. I have an issue with three. Number six, and I think you and I are on the same page with this, is Three Stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, any time that he's on a song, Stacks spazzes.
Forget about it.
Like, the T.I. Song that he's on, I forgot the album, but the name of the song is Sorry. Yo, Andre snaps for like 2 minutes. So the man is a problem, but he doesn't have a solo album.
Right.
Granted, they have the album with him and Big Boy when they kind of just did their individual things, but it's still considered an Outkast album.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And even with that album, he was doing more singing, you know what I mean, than he was rapping. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to discredit 3 Stacks because, like I said, dude is a problem. But I just can't agree with that because he hasn't put out an album for people to really hear and be like, yo, he's a problem.
He doesn't. Go ahead.
All right. And then I have number seven, Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill, again, a legend. She did, you know what I mean? She had a good run with the Fugees. And then she had an amazing, amazing album. You know what I mean? With the Miseducation. Amazing album. But then that was it. Like, if I'm looking for like the best to ever do it, I just want to see longevity.
Mm-hmm.
She put that album out, had a great moment, just a moment, and then that was it. Mm-hmm. She disappeared. I think she went and had mad kids, came back half crazy, whatever, whatever. She hasn't done anything since. She's put out like acoustic music and shit like that, but like nothing is really... can match up to Miseducation.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I can't agree with that on the list. And last, we're going to catch a lot of hate for this because I'm sure he's on your list too, Wayne.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I can't put Wayne on this list as the greatest to ever do it. There are a lot of people who do view Wayne as the best to do it. Again, it's all opinion. This is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think Wayne deserves to be up there.
So, go ahead, if you're not done.
I'm pretty much done. I mean, it's self-explanatory. Again, Wayne had, again, a great moment.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And when he was putting out the mixtapes, you know what I mean? What was the dedications?
The dedications.
Oh my God!
He had about six. You know what I mean? Five or six of them. Right?
Word. He and the Carter two, Carter three, mm-hmm. all great. But then like again, it's kind of dwindled down. When Wayne first came in, people weren't really viewing Wayne as a nice rapper. He was still under like Cash Money. He was just like the little homie. So again, he had a great moment, a great run, put out great music. I mean, he might be in like my top 20, maybe. I feel like not top 10 to ever do it.
I feel like Lil Wayne being in the top 10 at number 10 is not as unfathomable. I don't think he belongs there either. I'm gonna start from where you started. So I have four issues with the list. Mm-hmm. Now here's the thing that I'm also gonna say. My disclaimer is I'm not necessarily going with the order that they went. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's all preference. It's just about are they there in the conversation. Mm-hmm. For me, it's are they in the discussion. That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody that was named deserved to be in the discussion except for, like you mentioned, 3 Stacks, unfortunately, for the same reasons. Because, for one, he doesn't have a solo album. Cool. Mm-hmm. He gets on, any song that he gets on, he kills the verse. But you know what? We got plenty of artists that any song they get on, they kill a verse.
Yep,
you got
Fab. Absolutely right. Yep.
You got Fab, who's not on this list. You got Jadakiss, who's not on this list. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My next issue was Lauryn Hill for the same reasons. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Same reasons. No gripes at all. I'm going to get a lot of slack for this. Mm-hmm. I had Lil Wayne on there. I said, look, Lil Wayne, I mean, yes, I understand. Like, there's a lot. He did a lot. He had, you know, one of the longest runs, especially with mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He really did his thing. He revolutionized a lot of shit. But I don't think he belongs up there just for my own personal reasons. I feel like there are plenty of artists that could have been swapped out with him. Not because Lil Wayne is whack, not because I just personally don't like him, but I feel like you could have swapped him out with Tupac. You could have swapped him out with DMX. Mm-hmm. If we're going back in eras.
Thank you for the hearts, by the way. Sorry, I'm Periscope.
Appreciate the hearts. If we're going back in eras and we're saying, oh yeah, Rakim, how come we can't throw KRS-One up there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel like there's a bunch of artists that could have been interchanged with a Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
But the other artists, y'all gonna kill me.
I know where you're going.
Y'all gonna
go
kill
ahead,
me,
son.
But I'm gonna have to say Kendrick Lamar, bro. I love Kendrick Lamar, yo. Please don't kill me for this. I love Kendrick Lamar, and I think he is eventually gonna be top 5.
Oh yeah,
dead or alive.
Definitely.
You know
definitely.
What I'm saying? And a lot of people's lists. But I feel like, yo, y'all gotta give him time.
Exactly.
Y'all can't disrespect these other artists that are legends that have been out, you know what I'm saying, like literally revolutionizing hip hop. And I say again, I say Tupac, I say DMX, I say Big Pun, I say, you know, KRS-One. You know, these are you Kendrick Lamar, I feel like, and the same reason Drake shouldn't be up there.
Which I'm shocked
I'm
that he
wasn't.
I'm
very shocked that he's not. I respect Billboard 100 for not putting
him.
Billboard
goes off of numbers. I'm shocked he isn't, but go ahead.
I'm shocked and I respect Billboard for not putting him up there, but it's like, yo, he needs a little bit more time, man. Mm-hmm. He has 2 albums, and yes, both of them are great albums. He has arguably the greatest freshman album ever, arguably, right, in the discussion of top 5 greatest freshman albums.
Real quick, would you say it's a classic?
Good Kid, M.A.A.D City?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We're on the same page.
No, absolutely a classic. We're on the same page. And if it's not, I would again say, listen, the only reason it's not is because maybe it hasn't had the time. I personally feel like it was a classic.
It's had its time.
I feel the same way. I personally feel like, listen, it's had its time. But in that same right, somebody might say, well, if Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is a classic, then how come Kendrick can't? I just feel like him as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Him as an artist who has been in the position he's in, he hasn't been in that position long enough. Like Jay-Z, Eminem, Rakim, almost all of the artists that were named on this list, they've been in the top Nas. They've been in the top 5, top 10 dead or alive discussion for the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? There's no way that you can mistake them. Yeah. And I feel like that's crazy because Tupac has been there. Yeah. He's been in that discussion.
And he wasn't
forever.
Even on this list.
He wasn't on
People
this list
were
at all.
Heated about that.
It's crazy because I actually like Tupac. I'm not going to say that he was a favorite of mine, but I like talent. I like lyrics. I like the message that I hear in songs. I look at the talent as really like how much talent did it take to do that? And yeah. I feel like Tupac had a lot of talent, and that's why I love Tupac. But I personally, I'm just an East Coast nigga, and Tupac was not somebody that I always listened to. But I do listen to Tupac songs, and I'd be like, yo, this is good music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can
Tupac
never take
had
that.
Good music. My only issue with Tupac, and it's always been an issue with me, is that he contradicts himself.
He does contradict
too
himself.
Too much. Oh, I'm he sorry. Does. Wow. He contradicts himself way too much for me. You know, one minute is, you know, fuck these bitches, fuck these hoes. And then the next song is like, we got to empower our women. We got to do this, that, and the third. Again, I mean, kind of everybody kind of does it, but like he almost came across as like a preacher. You know what I mean? Sometimes that was always my issue with Pac.
Either
but
way,
he
was
great.
An icon. Yeah, he was an icon. He was an icon from beginning to end. And I feel like, yo, Lil Wayne, just personally for me, he's not an icon. You know what I'm saying? Like Lil Wayne is just, you know, a dope rapper. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but you got icons in this game that aren't on this list, and I feel like, hey, it is what it is. It's not my list.
But again, it's we're going off of opinions. Jay and I have different lists. You guys out there probably have different lists. Again, my issue just with Billboard is, they pretty much deal with all genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I can't respect their list because they're probably looking at numbers. They're probably just looking at like popularity, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know
it would have been an entirely different list if it was like BET's top 10.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's gonna be
MTV's
different.
MTV's top 10. It would have been a lot different. Not even really MTV.
And even
but
that people would debate.
Yeah. Oh no. Nah. It would
like,
no matter
list
what
just
list
looks crazy.
Yeah, like I said, no matter what list they put out, it would have been debated. It would have been like, nah, man, fuck. Especially the order. You can't I'm not even considering the order. Not because I disagree with it. So like I don't like Eminem is my favorite artist. Him being top three, I agree with that. Yeah. Biggie being number one, I could agree with that. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, nah. But I'm not taking that in consideration because at the end of the day, it's just are they in that discussion? Yeah. Are they in the top 10 discussion? For Tupac not to be there for
there's a lot of people that could have been in there. And again, it might have been people who just aren't really, they don't really know hip hop like that. And they just sat them down like, hey, man, who did you like?
I mean,
you know what I mean? And they probably just narrowed down like, hey, I listen to this. I listen to that. And this person sounds good. That person sounds good. They might like this. Ghostface Killer. All right. Let's throw him in there, too.
Ghostface was another one that some people who don't know of Ghostface might be like, nah, man, he shouldn't have been up there. I mean, that I feel like Ghostface does deserve a spot in the conversation, but you know, I also feel like 50 Cent deserves
50
to be in
50 should have been
he
should have
been number 10 at least, number 9, number 8, you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
But whatever, you know, at the end of the day, it's their list, like you said, it's a, you know, it's all preference, and they're going off numbers. They can't just be going off numbers.
Because then 50 should have been up there.
Exactly.
It's just, again, I don't value their list.
It is what
just
it
same
is.
Way, like, I don't value award shows. I don't value none of that shit because it's just a group of people who come together. Hey, does this person sound good? Did you like their song? And that's it. You and I know hip hop. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's like them putting us in a room like, hey, man, what country music do you like? You don't know?
Oh,
just go figure
bad.
It out.
It's
hey, you know
bad.
What I mean? It's going to go bad.
I'm going to Google who's hot in country.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, Garth Brooks. That's the only nigga I know that's number one.
I'm
going to
put
be
Luke,
like,
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Like, I know bitches be going crazy over this nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't know, man. You know.
So. Anyway, leave us a comment on SoundCloud or Facebook or on officiallystreet.com. Leave us a comment. Let us know what your top 10 is. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what your top 10 is.
Okay.
Full disclosure. We're going to just go ahead. Let us know what your top 10 is. We're not going to, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to retweet everything. We take everybody's opinion. We value it. Just don't put Lil B up there because we will block you.
You'll get blocked.
Don't put Lil B. Don't put no Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying? You'll get blocked. Okay. Blocked bad. But anyway, leave us a comment. Send us an email at officiallystreet@gmail.com. You know, again, we thank everybody. We're pretty much going to end this. We're going to get into The Walking Dead.
Hold on. Before we get into that, real quick. It's just, I don't know if people are aware of this. Follow our Twitter, TOS_SO. Jay and I both get on there during a lot of different shows.
Yeah.
So you guys can live tweet with us for The Walking Dead. Perfect timing. We also, I watch Empire. I try to watch it when it's live. So I'll live tweet about that. You know, other little shows, award shows, we chime in. So that way you guys can speak with us about it. Let us know what you think. I like to watch Ratchet shit on Mondays too. So I sometimes tweet about Love and Hip Hop and Black Ink and all that. So hey, if you're a fan of that and you want to talk to me or Jay about any of the shows or anything like that, hit us up because we're usually tweeting about it. You know what I mean? You guys could just also join in the conversation. So please feel free to do that.
Definitely. Yeah, we share the account. And like Sia said, some shows I don't watch that he does, he'll be on the account going off. Some shows I watch that he doesn't, I'll be on the account going off. You know, we'll talk about some of the shit we're watching on Netflix, just anything that's going on, current events. Shout out to Emo, a dude that we went to high school with, my fellow football teammate. He put me onto this app. I'm not going to plug it because I don't want y'all to steal my ideas. But he put me onto this dope app that pretty much puts you right in the mix of all of the new pop culture, urban culture, whatever it is that you're into. You could really like make it adapt to what you like and what you look for and listen for, and they'll just pretty much give you all of the newest news on it. So shout out to him because I'm gonna be using that to my full to the fullest capabilities, and you know, so that we can bring y'all some dope topics and talk about it on Twitter, whatever. Just interact with us. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
We appreciate it.
All right. So pretty much if you don't fuck with The Walking Dead, you guys could probably just cut the episode off here. We're going to do like we always do every week. We're going to start talking about The Walking Dead now. So you guys have the heads up.
All right, man. For those of y'all who are tuning out, we appreciate y'all. Y'all are still refs. Ow. All right. For those of y'all still listening, though.
Ow.
The Walking Dead is one of the best motherfucking shows on AMC. And for the motherfuckers that already cut the episode off, fuck them.
Don't tell them that we said it, though.
Don't tell them we said it, but fuck them. Anyway,
all right.
What did y'all think about the last episode of The Walking Dead, man?
I actually, again, I thought it was just an okay episode.
I thought the same, man.
You know what I mean? Real quick before we started, Jay and I spoke about this. I think the reason why we're saying these episodes are just okay is just because the first two or three episodes were just that good.
They fucked up. The they set the bar way amazing. They set the bar too high. They fucked up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So the rest of these episodes, it's like I almost feel like they're fillers. You know what I mean? They do answer like a lot of questions though. You know what I mean?
I think they're good. I think they're good episodes overall. But at the end of the day, like they fucked up by setting the bar so high, they got niggas wanting to see action every episode.
Yeah. And you know,
and,
I mean,
you know, like I like the Morgan episodes, very educational to the history of Morgan. It was like very informative of why he is the way he is. Mm-hmm. And I like the episode directly after that. It kind of gave us a deep dive into the mindset of Deanna, and you know, let us know that Maggie was, you know, acting like she was cool with the fact that Glenn was missing, but we found out she was pregnant. Yeah. She was going through some shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? We get to see, you know, we get to just see everybody kind of coming out of their shell and just being who they are regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this episode, you know, we finally get a chance to look in to see what's going on with Daryl and Abraham and Sasha. You know, but I thought it was like,
Do you remember the name of the episode? Did you get it?
Now? Yeah, I think it was called Now.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm not gonna argue. Real quick, I also pointed something out to Jay as well. The reason why I think these episodes are kind of dope is, I don't know if you guys noticed, but all these episodes are tying in, and it's only like within like 1 or 2 days.
Oh yeah.
But they're showing what everybody has been going through. So like we seen what Rick is going through. We seen what Morgan's going through. We see what's going on in Alexandria. You know what I mean? So on and so forth with Maggie, whatever, whatever. So now we're seeing what's been going on with Abraham, Daryl, and Sasha.
Right.
Which, you know, we just know that they've been out there just cruising, walking, you know, with the walkers. You know what I mean? But we learned with this episode some shit went down.
Definitely did.
It opens up where, you know what I mean, they're riding, they're still cruising, and next thing you know, shots is going off.
OD going off.
You know what I mean? So Daryl wipes out, Sasha and Abraham park the whip and get out, and they're shooting at the car that was shooting at them. you know what I mean? And the cars just drive away. Did Daryl just go after them and kind of like separated?
He separated from them.
He separated from them. And then like next thing you know, there he's in the woods.
And he runs across, at first it's just two of them, right? He runs across a male and a female, and I guess it seems like they kind of know what they're doing as far as the whole survival thing goes.
Well, wait, he didn't just come across them. He was, you know, was walking, and the girl was like, you know, it's mine.
It's ours.
And then next thing he turns around, and dude just claps him. Like, dude just smacked the fuck out of him with something.
Oh, yeah. And I was
next thing you know, he's tied up. My fault. I mean, you just kind of made it seem like he met up with them. Like, hey, how's it going?
No. So they seem like they kind of know what they're doing. They understand this whole survival thing because when he ran into the woman at first, she's like, no. I guess there's something happened. We don't really know what's going on. We don't know if it's the wolves or whoever, but obviously there's a group running around that's penalizing people or trying to loot them for what they have. There must be some sort of boundaries and rules. Mm-hmm. But as soon as Daryl rolled up, she was like, no, we earned this. This is ours. We won this. We you know, earned the right to have this. And Daryl's like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, what's going on? He turned around, gets clocked by this dude, you know. They tie him up. They try to, you know.
They're saying that he's one of them, and he's trying to figure out who them is.
We all trying to figure that out.
You know what I mean? And they're just kind of painting him as them, but they don't say the name of it. You know what I mean? Or whatever the group is, you know. They're walking through the woods. I guess they're trying to get to. Did they say where they were going to?
They have a camp or some shit.
Yeah, it's like a camp, and like it was pretty much just overtaken by walkers, and they were like, damn, they're missing somebody that's in there. Maybe they should go find them. And that's around the same time that Daryl like snatches their bag.
Yeah, he finds a way. Yeah, he snatches the bag. He gets out of there. He finds that there's some insulin in the bag. There's medication in there.
I'm an asshole. As soon as I saw that, I just said, fuck him.
I ain't gonna lie. I saw it and I thought to myself, leave the bag. Just leave the bags. Leave the medicine.
Yeah, that's what
in
I
the bag.
I thought to myself, fuck it.
I said, dip, leave the medicine in the bag. They'll be able to find it. You know what I'm saying? And they'll find the medicine. Just take everything else and dip. You know, because we find out there's a third party in their group and, she's injured or whatever. But long story short, Daryl goes back. He gives him the bag. He says, look, man, you know, I know the medicine is in here. I know what it's for. You know, take it. I'm not fucking with y'all like that. He said, look, I got a camp too. We could go back to my camp. And he just had to ask the questions. He had to ask the Rick questions. He was like, how many walkers have you killed? How many people have you killed? And why? And the dude answered, you know, truthfully, he's like, yeah, I don't know how many walkers I've killed.
I think it was like 35 that he said. It was a number like that.
It was something like, he was like, I don't know. He was like, why? He was like, I forget what answer he gave when he said why. But at the end of the day, they turned on him again.
Yeah.
They took my nigga's crossbow. They took my nigga's bike.
And you know what? He didn't even put up a fight either. Like, is Daryl getting soft, man?
I think he's getting a little soft. But one of the interesting things that we saw in that episode was another biker. Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought about that. I wonder where that biker came from.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's going to be a significance with that biker.
And here's another thing that I didn't get. I don't know if they explained it. There was a lot of shit that was burnt down. Like there was a lot of like
there was a lot of burnt shit. There was a lot of burnt shit.
Houses like that were in the woods that were burnt.
You had that burnt walk in between that rock.
Yeah, between
a rock and a hard place.
I see what you did there. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was so just badly. Like weird. Like I don't know if they explained it. You know what I mean? But you know, I guess they'll get to it. What else? So as far as with Daryl. You know, when they took his
shit.
That
was pretty much it, honestly, with the whole Daryl situation. They took his shit.
And then he was trying to find...
He's stranded.
And then he ends up coming across Penny, that gas truck.
He comes across the gas truck,
yeah. It's like buried in the woods for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess that might have been what set that fire off.
Potentially.
Like,
potentially.
They might have, like, used that and...
It's weird that it still runs.
Yeah, and it still runs.
Good and
no
well.
Problem. Hey, whatever. Walking Dead riders.
Yeah, he scoops up Sasha and Abraham. Speaking of Sasha and Abraham...
Let's get into that real quick.
They... I don't know what the fuck they got going on. Yeah. I was honestly confused as fuck with Sasha and Abraham. Like, I don't know whether or not they're going to be fucking in the next episode. Yeah. I don't know if they hate each other. I don't know if they love each other.
He took his shot.
He definitely shot his shot quickly. I was telling Quana, I'm like, yo, shout out to this nigga for shooting his shot. Like, just like, yo, listen, at the end of the day, let's get it popping. Like,
word.
That was crazy.
What do you say? He says, a man can tell.
A man can tell. Like, she's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, she just looked at him crazy.
She was like, look. And you know what's crazy? And The Walking Dead right now, post-apocalypse, everybody fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And she really was not, like, she might be with the shits later, but she was just like, nah, nigga.
Because you know what? Even when he came out with that coat that he found,
it
looked like she gave him a little look like,
nah. I think she might be down eventually, but you know, she just lost some Bob. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she's still like, look, man, I know you might think I'm weak, but I ain't one of these bitches out here. Yeah. Just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And oh, real quick, they were like staying in some like insurance company building. You know what I mean? I guess while trying to figure out what's going on with Daryl and trying to find Daryl. So it's kind of just staying safe in there. And
so they had plenty of time to just be comfortable.
Yeah. And then you see Abraham kind of break down, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Two or three times.
When he comes across that walker.
Hanging walker.
Yeah, the hanging walker. That shit was crazy, right?
He found like a couple of RPGs, and the hanging walker had an RPG on his backpack. And I think Abraham wanted to get the RPG. Yeah. And like he was just so adamant about getting it. But it's fucking dangerous. Like, just you have to lean over the building. Like, he's on the roof of the building, and a walker had been like speared through some spear on the side of the building, just hanging over the side of the building. And Abraham was like doing his fucking damnedest
to get the
RPG off of the walker's backpack. And it's crazy because the walker ended up falling and the RPG stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up being able to get it anyway. But I think, I don't know what's going on with Abraham.
You know what it is? It's he is a man that needs a mission.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And ever since he found out that the original mission to going down to DC was fake, he hasn't really been the same since. That's why you always see him going off and like just trying to find action.
And remember, he lost his family, and that's why he needed a purpose.
Yeah.
Because he lost his family in such a horrible way, and he was ready to take his life before the dude, the fucking coward dude, what's his name?
I can't remember his name. But all right, I know what you're talking about. The dude who had the mission going.
Pissing me off. But anyway, you know, before he came, Abraham was ready to kill himself. And then he felt like when the dude came and said, look, there's a mission, we got to go to DC, Abraham felt like he had a purpose.
Yeah.
And throughout this entire series, anytime he feels like he does not have a purpose or it's compromised, he goes off the deep end.
Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, again, he was on a mission and it didn't go the way that he like was planned. And he was losing it from there. You know what I mean? They show him like screaming a few times for no reason in particular. Like,
he was trying to like, there's a walker that's in that institution or wherever they're at. There's a walker that's kind of locked into this one room, which I don't know why they don't just open the door and kill the walker.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kill him, nigga.
I couldn't go to sleep with that
just,
shit.
I'm like, just kill the fucking walker. He's in this room. I'm thinking to myself, there is no doubt in my mind at the end of this episode, that walker's going to break out and be trying to eat somebody, because there's no reason they should leave him alive and keep showing him, keep panning the camera on him. I'm like, yo, that walker's going to be a fucking problem. But anyway, Abraham was like taunting him. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Kill a nigga.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong? This is like Carl. When there was that walker that that actually killed... what's the dude's name? Starts with a D. Dale. The walker that killed Dale seasons and seasons ago. It was the walker that Coral was taunting. Because that walker, he was in the mud, and he kept taunting him. And then finally he fell in the mud, and Carl and the walker grabbed him, and Carl had to run away. Yeah, but that same walker kill Dale. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, listen, why is Abraham, these motherfuckers don't get it yet. Mm-hmm. Abraham's doing the same thing, taunting this motherfucker. I'm like, he gonna get out and kill the whole camp. You know what I mean? Or some bullshit. And you gonna feel horrible because you was taunting the motherfucker. You could have just killed him.
Yeah.
But anyway, man.
We missed out one important thing though. Back to Daryl.
Yep.
While he was in the woods and he was helping these people out, I fucking wish he didn't. He was helping them out. They came across a group of guys. They didn't show their faces.
They didn't.
They didn't really show who they were, anything like that. You could just hear their voice. You could just kind of see their body.
And we
could
tell.
But they're in a blue truck. And I think that's the same blue truck that was shooting at them in the beginning of the episode, yeah. I believe. But we don't know who they are, what they are, what they want. But I guess the people that Daryl came across had some kind of relationship with them. Okay, they seem to have known each other. I don't know. But pretty much they're now running through the woods trying to get away from them. And the only thing that stops it is they came across that walker that was in the rock that bit one of the guys and he has to like cut his arm off. And
those are the dudes that the three people that Daryl ran into, those are the people that they're like, oh, it's ours. We earned this.
And that's
those are the people
is.
That have to be there. Okay. And they're not wolves. They're definitely not wolves because the wolves,
yeah, they're wild.
Don't got guns like that.
Yeah,
either.
Exactly.
The wolves, we know they don't have guns like that. They finally got their gun and they started wilding out with a pistol. These motherfuckers got guns. They know how to shoot.
Yeah, they know what
they're not
they
wild
doing.
Like that. As soon as the nigga got bit, he knew. I got cut my arm off. Like he knew.
He said, cut it. Just
and,
cut it off.
Yeah, just get it. Like so they're to me, they're not wolves. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
So because it's interesting because that means there's more than one gang out there. Like,
that's fucking crazy.
It's wild. It's
and
wild.
You know what? We're probably going to meet them at the end of the season and then we got to wait all the way to fucking February to find out, you know what I mean? Like, who they are,
what they do, man. What you going to do about AMC, man?
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up, man. Yo, if anybody out there that lives in like the East Stroudsburg and Stroudsburg area, let me know if you're going through that struggle too. I keep getting this alert that says keep AMC, and I immediately reached out to them, and they're saying that we may no longer have AMC, man. That shit is whack. That shit is whack.
That's
if we don't
horrible.
Have it, I guess, I'm just going to have to watch that shit online, but then it's probably going to be like a day later, you know what I mean? And that's trash.
Yeah, that's whack. You can't live tweet or nothing like that.
Mm-mm.
But let us know what y'all think of this last episode of The Walking Dead. I'm 98.9% the episode was called Now. Anyway, let us know what y'all think about the episode. Send us an email at officiallystreet@gmail.com. Leave us a comment on soundcloud.com/officially-street. Leave us a comment on facebook.com/officiallystreet. You know what I'm saying? Write us a review. Give us them 5 stars.
Do.
You know what I mean? Like I said, again, we appreciate everybody who's listening. Shout out to all the listeners who are listening to us on the Android podcast, the iTunes podcast, you know, who liked us on Facebook, left a review on iTunes.
On SoundCloud. We appreciate you.
All of that, man. Like, shout out to y'all. We really, really appreciate it. Just interact with us, man. That's all we really ask because we want to know that we're not doing this. We're not talking to ourselves. And we know we're not because of the love y'all showing, but, you know, it's all appreciated.
Man, tell a friend, man. Tell a friend about us.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Before we get out of here, again, y'all could get me on IG, SoundCloud, and Twitter at SayerSO. And if you want to fuck with me on Snapchat, it's Sayer_SO. Jay?
And y'all already know I'm J Omega SO on all the social media networks that you could possibly look up. That's it. It's social media, baby. All right, man. All right, we are the Officially Street Podcast. We appreciate y'all listening. Until next week.
Salute y'all.
Ow.
And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.